chispa elevando conciencia en el.
Pues muy buenas noches, gente. Ya nos encontramos aquí en vivo y a todo color para todos ustedes a través de la 1470 AM. Y ya nos encontramos vía telefónica. Me and Xochitl over here in San Diego. Para todos ustedes, recuerden, números telefónicos 619-574-1470, 619-574-1470, or line if you would like to ask Mark Guerrero, quien ya se encuentra aquí en línea con nosotros. Mark, ¿cómo estamos?
Muy bien. Es mejor en inglés, si así es posible, porque mi español está bien.
Sure, we can do that. We can do Spanglish here.
Yes, Spanglish.
Para todos ustedes que sintonizan, I'm sorry, Mark, eres hijo de Lalo Guerrero, uno de los más representantes chicanos por todo Estados Unidos. Tú como su hijo, where did you get all this? Well, you've been a musician, you've been everywhere. You write music, perform at the music. You are the son of the greatest Chicano in history. What can you tell us about that kind of experience?
Well, it was very unique, to say the least. You know, it was really interesting, you know, growing up as his son. You know, he was pretty popular, you know, already when I was a kid. And there was music around the house at all times. And he eventually bought me a guitar and when I was 12 years old, and that's how I got started. And I had it in the DNA, I guess.
Okay, excellent. Pues, Mark, para toda la gente, I really admire you, not only because you're the son, but because you've been taking care of this type of music, and Chicano music, it's not very common, as I read in through your website. Chicano music, it's commonly, you know, divided. It's not usually broadcast. What can you tell me from that perspective, being a musician, you know, and you being with a lot of great musicians on stage? Can you tell us a little bit of your experiences on with the different variety of artists that you've been involved with?
Well, I would just like to say that, you know, I've been a musician all my life. When I was a teenager in the 1960s, I had a band called Mark and the Escorts, and we played on the same bill with people like Cannibal and the Headhunters and the Premiers and the Midnighters and the Blendells and various groups. And then in the 70s, I played a lot with Tierra. We had the same manager as Tierra and various. So I've always been, since the 60s, part of the Chicano music scene, but I've also sort of made it my own kind of crusade to publicize all Chicano musicians, because we don't get enough airplay, we don't get enough, you know, we're not on MTV or VH1. So anything I can do to promote other Chicano artists and Chicano music in general, and to maintain the history, I'm really happy to do.
Excelente, Mark. Actually, I'd like to know a little bit more of your music. You've been broadcasting since, you've been singing since you're 13.
Right.
What can you tell me about your influences? Because your music, it has the touch of your father, obviously, but it represents a new era. What can you tell me from where you've been growing, basically?
Well, I think what makes me different from a lot of the other Chicano groups is, you know, yes, I have the Chicano influence. Yes, I have the influence of my dad, but I also grew up loving the Beatles. The Beatles are my favorite group of all time, you know, and people like Bob Dylan and Buffalo Springfield, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and some R&B, and so I have all those different influences, and I, Steely Dan, and I bring those into my form of Chicano music, you know. And plus, I've done country rock and roll myself, you know. I've gone through all the phases, but my Chicano music is a combination of all those influences, so it's a little different than Tierra and Malo and El Chicano. Those groups, they're very, some of them are R&B influenced, doo-wop, jazz, Latin, but mine has kind of a more influence of some of the English group and country rock groups and people like Bob Dylan, like I said. So it's Steely Dan. It's a different sort of influence in my music.
I believe you're going to be this year receiving an award from the song I'm Brown. Wrote this song, what can you tell me about this?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite songs and records I've ever made. I wrote this song, and I believe that you're going to realize how old I am. I wrote this song in 1971 called I'm Brown, and it's a song about brown pride, but the chorus says, don't you know I'm brown, can't you see my face, but I'm first a member of the human race, and I'm kind of proud of that, having said that, you know, but it's a very, it's a thing about brown pride, and in the Grammy Museum, it's going to be a new Grammy Museum in Los Angeles by the Staples Center, and this fall they're going to have an exhibit about music that has something to do with social causes, ethnic identity, things like that. And my song I'm Brown is going to be in the museum. The first time I recorded it was in 1972 on Capitol Records. I was a solo artist, and that record will be up there with the original manuscript of the lyrics and a picture of my band that made the record. The next year, it was re-released on A&M Records as part of an album I did with my band called Tango. The same recording, but it was on two different labels, two different records. And so I'm really pleased because I'm very proud of that song, and I'm glad that it's being recognized. And I wanted to get it re-released as well. It should be out there.
Excelente. Also, I have a question about your education. You come, you earn a degree in the Arts Associate Department. You also have a bachelor's arts degree at the Chicano Studies Department.
Right.
And you graduated from high school in East Los Angeles.
Right.
What does the term Chicano to you mean? Because some people get scared by this term. So, you know, let the people know, you know, the Chicanismo, that it's not a, you know, we're not trying to be racist here and trying to say Chicanos are, we are the superior race. Al contrario, no? What can you tell me from your perspective?
No, to me, the word Chicano is a badge of pride. It's a nice word, you know, to describe us. You know, and it back in the old days, back in the 30s and 40s and even 50s, some people thought of it as kind of a lower class term, a real street term, and it probably was a street term kind of. And it probably came from the word Mexicano, Mexicano, you know, Chicano. But in the 60s, when the Chicano movement started, students and colleges started to pick up that term as a way we wanted to be described, sort of like a politically aware, progressive Mexican-American. And then Chicano Studies departments came up. And so, to me, that's the word of preference that I like. As you saw, my dad wrote that song you just heard, El Chicano. He obviously was proud of that term as well. So it's something that we, many of us, including my dad and myself, are proud of that term, and we use it as a badge of pride for our people.
Well, I also call myself a Chicana, and I'm very proud of it, too, because it's a combination of two cultures, basically, and in a world of diversity. So,
right.
Mark, from your perspective also, what can you tell me about the music? I mean, what kind of instruments have you been playing? Where did you learn all this?
Well, I started on guitar. Well, actually, I started on clarinet when I was in the third grade. But I started on guitar when I was 12. Got my first electric guitar at 13, and I had my first band called The Escorts when I was 13. And mainly played guitar and sang and started writing songs when I was 16. And I played some keyboard as well, and I played bass. So I play all those different instruments. So when I record, sometimes I'll play, you know, most of the instruments.
On your internet website, www, para todos ustedes que quieran saber más acerca de Mark Guerrero, www.markguerrero.com, you can learn about the biggest stuff you've been involved with. I'm very, you know, surprised at all the, I mean, you've been a remarkable person that has been active, you know, musically. So you've been interviewing one of the top, you know, musicians, Chicano musicians. What can you tell me about that? Who has the biggest, greatest influence on it?
Well, I'd just like to say that, as you know, you've had an association with CRN Live as well. Is this show on CRN Live?
Chicano Radio. This is where it started, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, I had a show for a year on CRN Live called Chicano Music Chronicles that I'm very proud of. And I did a dozen shows and interviewed people like guys from Tierra, El Chicano, Lil Willie G, Chuny Lopez, Chan Romero. And I interviewed all those people and played my favorite cuts by that artist. And I really had a lot of fun doing it, and I'm very proud of that. Those shows, and they're all available. You can hear them on my website, markguerrero.com or .net, or on CRN Live. There's a website called ChicanoMusicChronicles.com as well. It has information on it.
Also, you've been using Spanish and English on your songs. What can you tell me about what people tell you about that? Some people are against the Spanglish.
Oh, no. That's what we are. We're Chicanos. We're Mexican-Americans. We speak English and Spanish. So it's only logical that you can throw them together. My dad, I believe, was the first one to, make records where he actually, you know, did both, you know, English and Spanish. He was the first one to record Calo, you know, Pachuco Talk on record, way back in the probably mid-40s, 46, 47, he made the recordings. First in trio style, and then with bands like the, doing the swing and boogie woogie, like Los Chicos Suaves and, you know, Chicas Patas Boogie. So, you know, it was logical for me to do that eventually, too. I started writing songs like On the Boulevard. Mario was in the barrio, hablando with his friend Armando, waiting for Ana Pura Chicana. They were going to go bailando on the boulevard, you know. So I started doing that in the late 70s, writing some bilingual things and just combining the two cultures, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Last Friday, actually, we went to the Pachuco Jose show and here at Tio Leo's, and they played an homage to your father. And every month they have a rockabilly shakeout there, and it was very, it was an inspiration, you know, for people. The whole crowd was full of like Pachucos, Cholitos, all the raza representing, and it was really powerful to see the culture, you know, cool. Like another generation keeping it going. So, well, I just want to thank you, you know, for joining us on the show. Gracias. And thanks for the inspiration and continuing the culture for all these years and really representing for our people out there in the Chicano community. It's an honor to have you on the show. And I'm sure all the people will be putting your music out here and being able to share it like that. And thank you. And like I said, it was really beautiful to see them honor your father at the show. It was really, really cool. All the Pachucos over there. And they play the Pachuco Suave song, so everybody was getting down. It was really cool.
All right. Bestita, it's a pleasure being on your show. Good luck with your show and good.
Al contrario, Mark. De hecho, pues Xochitl es fanática también, ¿no? De la música chicana.
Yeah.
We wanted to tell you how, you know, honored we are by having you on the show.
Thank you.
You represent, you know. Tell me about the rock. You have a great influence about rock, and I like to learn about it. How was it back in the days?
Rock and roll, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's what, you know, again, you see, back in the 60s, my bands played, you know, rock and roll, R&B. We did everything from Motown and James Brown and all that stuff. And then when the psychedelic period came in the late 60s, we were doing Cream and Buffalo Springfield and all that stuff. And in the early 70s, the album I made for A&M was basically rock and roll and country rock, you know. I had I'm Brown on there, and I had another song called Alessandro that had a bridge in Spanish. But basically, it was a rock/country rock album. And it was in the late 70s that I started getting more Chicanismo in my music, and I started writing songs like Zoot Suit and On the Boulevard and Room for the Latin and Rock and Roll and combining the cultures then. But, you know, I really do all styles, you know. Just like my dad, if you notice his, when you hear his music, he did everything. He did boleros, rancheras, he did rock and roll, he did pachuco, he did comedy, you know, he did a lot of different genres, and I also do a lot of genres. I don't do children's music and comedy like he did, but just about everything else, I like to do all styles like he did as well. But mine are more in the American field, you know.
Why would he do that?
Pardon me? I think that my dad, you know, had more Mexican roots because his parents were born in Mexico. So when he grew up in a Spanish-speaking household and grew up bilingual, but they also lived for a little while in Mexico City, and he learned a lot of stuff down there. So he was much more, had much more of a background in Mexican music and Latin music. And I grew up, you know, I was born in Los Angeles and grew up muy pocho, you know. So, you know, I had more of the American influence. Although my dad also loved Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra, and he loved American music as well and could sing it. But his recordings, they didn't let him. Back then, he didn't even have an opportunity to sing in English. You know, it was tougher back then. Yeah, that's just the way it went.
Have you gotten anything like that?
What?
Of being restricted to, you know?
Yeah, you know, like a lot of times I go to a record company, and simply because my name was Guerrero, they'd say, oh, we got to send you to the Latin division. Well, the Latin division was Spanish language, and my stuff was in English, you know. And so that's where a lot of Chicano groups have that problem. They don't know what to do with you, and they figure, well, this guy isn't going to sell in New Hampshire and South Carolina. You know, that's just a regional thing. And so it's really hard for Latinos to break through with major labels and stuff because there is that sort of prejudice and this idea that, you know, that you're not going to sell nationally, and that and then they send you to the Latin division. So it is uphill, and that's why I do the website, because all Chicano artists and Latino artists have a lot harder time breaking through. And so anything I can do to publicize the groups and their music, I'm happy to do, because we all need the help so that the whole of Chicano music can move forward, you know.
Excelente. I love your strength, and I love the way you take it to another level. And it's very interesting to know, you know, that it's true. When people sing in Spanish and in English, there's, you know, kind of a debate whether are you going to be Mexican? Are you going to be gringo? What are you defined? Like, you know, but this is the culture. So
we are both. We are all of it, whether they like it or not.
Yeah.
You grew up here. You know, you got the American culture. You got the all that in you, too.
Excelente, Mark. I'd like to invite you next again for I want to talk about your dad. He passed away
2 years ago. It was March of 05, like almost 3 years ago. Yeah.
Okay. So from that memory, how can you describe your dad?
You mean just what kind of person he was? Very kind and you know, loving person and good sense of humor, and he had a joy of life that I really admired. I mean, he knew how to enjoy himself. He loved eating. He loved drinking, although he never drank too much. But he loved people. He loved parties. He loved traveling. I mean, he just had a ball, you know. Sometimes people like me, you know, we get a little too complicated, and you just sometimes don't let yourself loose to just have a good time. And he just tended to have a really great joy of life. And he just was a great artist. He, no question, the greatest Chicano, you know, musical artist of all time, you know, there's no question.
I'd like
about
to
it.
Learn more about your dad, so I invite you later on so we can talk about in great deep about Lalo Guerrero. But for right now, Mark, some of your songs do represent the oppression, especially the immigration population. You have this one song called Ay, 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 Ay. What can you tell me from that?
Yeah, are you going to play that today or next
time? Yes, I have it right here.
Oh, great. Yeah, I wrote that song back in 1979, and it actually, as you heard, it has humor in it. It's got a couple of funny lines in it, but it's really a serious song about all the bullshit that, you know, people, when they come over here from Mexico, all the crap that they go to, and the so-called, the undocumented, and they get blamed for everything, and they run into some hard times, and so this song kind of shows the trials and tribulations that they go through, but there's a little bit of humor in it to help the medicine go down for people when they hear it, you know.
It's very inspirational. From your struggles, what positive message can you leave the audience with?
Struggles, you mean musically or what?
Yes.
Well, it's just what I said. I think that's another reason I do my website. There have been many, many great and talented Chicano singer-songwriters, singers, entertainers who never got a major record deal, who never had a hit record, and they were just as good as the groups that did have hit records, you know, and or just as good as Anglo groups that you see on, or much better than many that you see on MTV. So that's what really drives me, because it upsets me that there's so much talent that never really surfaced because of prejudice, because of, you know, the way the industry is, and so that's why I do. I don't want people to be forgotten. I don't want their music to be forgotten. So if you go to my website, you can read the stories of a lot of artists that had hits, but a lot of great ones that never had a hit that are equally deserving of not being forgotten. And so you can read about them. You can hear some of their sound bites. You can see pictures of them. And so I get great joy out of writing about people like that that didn't get the break that deserved it.
Pues eres un excelente archivo ahora sí acerca de la música. I gotta respect that. You have a great acknowledgement of all these musicians, and that's pretty great because not a lot of people know that. So para terminar ya, Mark, alguna anécdota antes de pues decirle a la gente that you have your website where you can find all this good information.
Yes, please publicize that. I want people to see it. It's, you know, www.markguerrero.net or .com. They both work. And you could spend, you know, weeks reading it. As you know, there's so much stuff on it.
Yeah, it's
I've
really
been working
completed.
On it for 10 years. I've been working on it.
It's really good. I can also see that you have a lot of consulting experiences.
Yeah. I just consulted for a major museum up in Seattle where they did an exhibit on American Latino music. And I loaned them a lot of my album covers and things from my collection of flyers and photographs, and I interviewed 12 artists on videotape for the exhibit. It's a 5,000 square foot multimedia exhibit up in Seattle at the Experience Music Project. It's a major museum, and it's a world-class exhibit, and I was a consultant for that and for the Los Angeles part of it, and I was on the advisory board, and so some wonderful things come to me. I just got an email. They want me to write a big entry, like a 6,000-word entry for a new encyclopedia of popular culture, a Chicano popular, Latino popular culture. So, you know, so I find myself, aside from being a musician, doing some consulting things. They asked me to come and speak at colleges. I've spoken up at UC Berkeley, the Chicano Studies classes, you know, the radio shows, writing, you know, encyclopedia entries. I did one a few years ago for another two-volume set of Latino culture encyclopedia. So, you know, there's all these different things. So I get to promote Chicano music in all these different ways. And it's been really satisfying, you know.
Thank you so much, Mark, for being with us tonight here on Chispa Betita, Domingos 9 de la Noche. We're here with Xochitl.
Thank you. Thank you for coming to our show, and que viva los pachucos suaves.
I can. I hope you guys enjoy the music that you're going to play. No, I hope you play on Brown, too.
I will. I'm actually getting it ready right now.
All right.
You know, so everybody can listen to it. Y pues realmente apoyen, ¿no? Este tipo de música que pues no se da mucho a conocer por la popularidad de las estaciones de radio, pero pues hay que ver, hay que reconocer, ¿no? Que hay diferentes alternativas para la música.
That's right. And thank you very much, Tita. Keep up the good work.
Aquí viene Ann Brown for Mark Guerrero.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Just as long as you don't make a sound, don't call us, we'll keep in touch. Just as long as you don't say too much. So take a step to the back of your heart. It isn't much, but you know it's a start. Don't you know I'm brown? Can't you see my face? But I'm first a member human race. Don't shout, don't you know I found out that you don't know what you're talking about. But Lord knows I know how it goes. Everybody's got to stay on his toes. But hey son, pick that off of the ground. I wake up, see what's going down. Don't you know I'm brown? Can't you see my face? But I'm first a member of the human race. Say die. Don't you know that it's only a lie? Don't quit, duck, don't get hit. We're gonna make it bit by bit. Hey boy, get that shine on my shoes. You can't laugh when you're living the blues. Don't you know I'm brown? Can't you see? face. But I'm first a member of the human race.
Aquí lo tienen, jóvenes, I'm Brown, by Mark Guerrero. Recuerden, Chispa con Tita, domingos 9 de la noche, difundiendo la música mestiza para todos ustedes a través de la 1470.